Let's focus on him today. Sing to him.
Let our praise be your welcome. Let our songs be a sign. We are here for you. We are here for you. Let your breath come from heaven. Fill our hearts with your life. We are here for you. Yes, we are here for you. To you our hearts are open. Nothing here is hidden. You are our one desire. You alone are holy. Only you are worthy, God. Let your fire fall down. Let our shout sky. Oh, we are here for you. Yes, we are here for you. Let your word move in power. Let what's dead come to life. Oh, we are here for you. Yes, we are here for you. Our hearts are open, nothing here is hidden. You are our one desire. You alone are holy, only you are worthy, God. Let your fire fall down. Let your fire fall down. We welcome you with praise. We welcome you with praise, Almighty God of love. Place, we welcome you with praise. We welcome you with praise, Almighty God of love. Be welcome in this place.
Let's sing it again. Let your shout be our anthem.
Oh, let your shout be your anthem. Your renown fill the sky. Oh, we are here for you. Yes, we are here for you.
Let your word move in power today.
Let your word move in power. Oh, let what's dead come to life. We are here for you. Oh, we are here. Hearts are open, nothing here is hidden. You are our one desire. You alone are holy, only you are worthy, God. Let your fire fall down.
Come, let your fire fall down.
We welcome you with praise. We welcome you with praise, Almighty God of love. Place, we welcome you with praise. We welcome you with praise, Almighty God of love. Be welcome in this place. Let every heart adore, let every soul awake. Almighty God of love, be welcome in this place. We welcome you with praise. We welcome you with praise, Almighty God of love. Welcome in this place. Be welcome in your house, oh God. Be welcome in your house, oh Lord.
Well, good morning and welcome to Calvary Chapel. It's great to have you with us. And we're reading through the Psalms. And if you have your Bibles, you want to look in the overhead at Psalm 140. I don't know if you've ever gone through some pretty tough times and people don't really like you too much. Maybe you're going through that now. David had those people that didn't like him too much. And that was King Saul. And always coming after him, wanting to kill him and turning people against him. And so this is a psalm of David, and you could title it The Cry of a Hunted Soul. David was hunted, as the Bible says, like a partridge over the mountains. He rarely obtained any moments of rest, and so David is crying out to God for protection and for relief, but finally David turns his prayer against his enemies. So Psalm 140, follow along as I read. Rescue me, O Lord, from evil men. Preserve me from violent men who devise evil things in their hearts. They continually stir up wars. They sharpen their tongues as a serpent. Poison of a viper is under their lips. Keep me, O Lord, from the hands of the wicked. Preserve me from violent men who have purposed to trip up my feet. The proud have hidden a trap for me and cords. They have spread a net by the wayside. They have set snares for me. I said to the Lord, "You are my God. Give ear, O Lord, to the voice of my supplications. O God, the Lord, the strength of my salvation, you have covered my head in the day of battle. Do not grant, O Lord, the desires of the wicked. Do not promote his evil device, that they may not be exalted. As for the head of those who surround me, may the mischief of their lips cover them. May burning coals fall upon them. May they be cast into the fire, into deep pits from which they cannot rise. May the slander not be established in the earth. May evil hunt the violent man speedily. I know that the Lord will maintain the cause of the afflicted and justice for the poor. Surely the righteous will give thanks to your name. The upright will dwell in your presence." Lord, it is so good to realize David's psalm, his prayer, the song that he gave to you, Lord, came to pass. Lord, you did establish him, even in all the trials that he went through, all the running and hiding and the enemies that came against him. Lord, you brought him to the throne, and he had such an incredible reign of 40 years, Lord, and really brought Israel to its zenith. Lord, I thank you that even though we may go through difficult times, tough times, and maybe in our Christianity people won't understand it, maybe they'll be opposed to it, they'll criticize and maybe complain against us. Lord, I pray that your grace and your mercy, your goodness would flow through our lives and just leave the detractors to you, Lord, and just lead us into those green pastures that you have for us. Lord, as we are sheep of your pasture, so we pray, just bless this morning in our time of worship and in your word. In Jesus' name we pray, and all God's people said, amen. You can be seated, or you can stand as we worship together.
Because there's nothing worth more that will ever come close. Nothing can compare. You're our living hope. Your presence, Lord, and I've tasted and seen of the sweetest of loves, where my heart becomes free and my shame is undone. In your presence, Lord, Holy Spirit, you are welcome. Come flood this place and fill the atmosphere. Your glory, God.
God is what our hearts long for, to be overcome by your presence, Lord. Your presence, Lord.
There's nothing worth more.
There's nothing worth more that will ever come close. Nothing can compare. You're our living hope in your presence, Lord. 'Cause I've tasted of the sweetest of loves, when my heart becomes free and my shame is undone. In your presence, Lord.
Come on, sing it out, church. You know the words.
By your presence.
God, as we stand here today. I pray, God, that we'd open up our hearts and our lives to you. That we would not shy away or be afraid of your hand working in our lives. I know at times it can seem scary, Father. You're taking us to places we've never gone. We can't always see the light ahead of us. But your word tells us, and your word is firm, that you never leave nor forsake your children. That not one of God's children would be found begging for bread. He provides for all our needs. Because your Holy Spirit has come upon us, Lord. It dwells in us. When Jesus became a part of our lives. So thank you, Lord, for today. We welcome you here. Be glorified here in our presence, in our midst. Reveal, God. Reveal more of yourself to us today.
My faith will be made strong.
my eyes above the waves. My soul will rest in your embrace. I am yours. You are mine.
Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Let's all stand. Gathered today, Lord, to worship you and you alone. We call out to you. You are the reason we're here today.
We've waited for this day. We've gathered in your name, calling out to you. Your glory like a fire, awakening desire, burn our hearts with truth. You're the reason we're here. Yes, you're the reason we're singing. Open up the heavens, we want to see you. Open up the floodgates, a mighty river flowing from your heart, filling every part of our praise.
Presence in this place, your glory on our face, look into the skies.
Descending like a cloud, we're standing with us now. Lord, unveil our eyes.
You're the reason, Lord,
'cause you're the reason we're here. Oh, you're the reason we're seeing.
Right. It's kind of a revival song, isn't it? Hey, it's good to, I can almost see you, but I think we might want the lights on a little bit. Do the lights work? Slowly. There you are. Oh, wow. I thought I heard you out there. Hey, if you want to have an exciting time, Friday night or Saturdays, watch our kids play volleyball. the girls and the boys. So far, they're two wins, both. We're going into the season. I think they have about 8 games, but we'll probably have a schedule printed up and get it out here for you soon. But they play on Fridays and Saturdays, sometimes in our gym, but sometimes on, you know, in other areas. But what a great time. Yesterday they had the girls and then the boys, and really an exciting time watching them play. There's some real talented, a lot of talented kids. I mean, they're all talented, but really a thrill to watch them. But it's good to have you with us this morning, and I'd like you to just say hi to a couple folks. Turn around, turn to the side. You might want to move around a little bit and look for somebody new. Make them feel welcome here at Calvary Chapel.
Let's go over the announcements and the ministry opportunities this week here at Calvary Chapel. First of all, we'd like to invite you back this evening, 6 o'clock. Pastor Bud will continue on in his study through the book of Amos, Minor Prophet. Bud has some great insight, and he's always encouraging to hear him teach as he directs us toward the Lord. So come on out for tonight. We do have full children's ministry for that. The Missions Library, that'll happen next week, okay? So just stay tuned for that. Hey, guys, the Nakane Pono Men Fellowship will be starting up again tomorrow. They'll meet here at 7 o'clock. They will meet in the cafe. They transform the cafe into a seating area, a lounging area where the guys can just come and fellowship and submit themselves to the Word of God. Pastor Bill will be here tomorrow night starting off the Book of Romans. That's what they're going to be teaching through this session around. So if you're interested in that, there's sign-ups, I believe, underneath the missions tent, or you can see Trivillage today. Israel, wow. In your bulletin, they have a nice picture of Israel. Makes me want to go back. But again, if you've never been to Israel, there's an opportunity to go with Pastor Bill and Danita. That'll be happening in 2019. It's always a great time to get into the Word and then put things in perspective. There'll be information underneath the ministry tent today. And also, if you desire to have a seat saved, there is a deposit required. See Danita Stonebreaker for any questions. The midweek service happens here every Wednesday night. That service starts at 6 o'clock. And Pastor Bill is going on in his study through Nehemiah, chapters 10 through 12. We do have copies of the new Calvary magazine. The fall issue, they're out there on the information booth, so you can take them if you like. It's free. Some great information about what's going on throughout the Calvary movement, throughout the world. And they also have some great devotions in there as well. So pick up a copy today. We also have back issues. Please note the Koinonia Cafe will be closed for an inventory through September 17th. Although it's closed, we will be open on Wednesday evenings and Sundays to serve up the food. And again, be in prayer for that area as well as all the other ministries that we have here at Calvary Chapel. We're going to have the ushers come forward as we receive the morning tithes and offerings. Let's pray. Father, we thank you so much that we can continue our worship to you through our giving. And Lord, we understand that our giving to you is a reflection of what you've given to us and how you blessed us. Your word says that we're to bring into the storehouse our gifts. We're not to doing it grudgingly, but you love a cheerful giver. So we pray the gifts that we give now, you would use it to further the gospel of Jesus Christ here in our church, here in Hawaii, and abroad. In Jesus' name we say, amen.
Holy are you, Lord. Holy are your ways. In reverence we come, in majesty you reign.
this moment now, as heaven's drawing near. Lord, fill us with your power, let us see your glory here. Our God is an all-consuming fire. Our God is an all-consuming fire. Worthy, worthy are you, Lord, worthy of our praise. We're laying down our lives, we're lifting high your name. So in this moment now, we're all in mercy meet. God, let your fire fall, consume this offering. Our God is an all-consuming fire. Our God is an all-consuming fire. Mm-hmm. Our God is an all-consuming fire. Oh, our God is an all-consuming fire.
Father, we love you. Lord, if anything, God, give us a greater love for you. Lord, that's what we want. We want your love in us and through us. Oh, the gifts of the Spirit, we love those as well. We love those. but they're simply to draw us closer to you. They're simply to build up the body of Christ, not for us to pat ourselves on the back, not for us to exalt ourselves, but let everything be done in word and deed to the glory of God through our church, through this body, through our lives. In Jesus' name we pray. And all God's people said, amen. God bless you. God bless you.